Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef agonists with Dr. Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
We're here in Denver at the 2013 Summer Cattle Industry Conference, and one of the big topics of conversation, the use of beta agonists in our cattle industry these days. We've got two different beta agonists that are currently being used commercially, and one of them is the subject of a lot of problems internationally, ractopamine. And according to livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, this has had impact already on our international markets. That's probably the main impact that we've had to this point anyway of this particular feed additive.
Well, there's several, you know, dimensions to this. Like many other technologies, obviously enhances productivity, and that's the obvious immediate benefit of it in terms of that technology as applied to the end of the finishing period. And certainly from a cattle feeder standpoint, there's a lot of attractiveness to that product in that standpoint. Obviously, there are some concerns on some parts of this issue as well. It does have some impacts on carcass quality that have yet to be fully resolved in terms of how they play out in the industry as a whole, how it might impact demand on the domestic side. And then, of course, it's a trade issue as well. And some countries have yet to accept or adopt that technology. And so it does have an impact that we have to work through politically as well as in the markets in those global market settings.
I guess what? Russia is one of those, right?
Certainly right now, the biggest impact on the beef industry is the fact that we are effectively locked out of the Russian market because of the ractopamine ban. But, you know, there's other potential issues as well. China has a big concern with ractopamine. That's a much more immediate concern on the swine side because that's the market that we already have access. We don't officially have access to China anyway for the beef markets right now, but we expect to at some point.
When we get access into the China market, it will be an issue, most certainly. Domestically, the worry that Dr. Peel has is that the beta agonists are playing a big role in basically drying up our cash live trade. And that's how we do price discovery in this country.
Those beta agonist products are fed for typically 2 to 4 weeks at the end of the finishing period. They have a very short withdrawal period. And then to capture the benefit of using the product, you have to really move those cattle almost on an exact date or within a very, very narrow window of time. And so if you're going to use that product and you're going to reap the benefit of that product, you simultaneously have an incentive basically to have those cattle priced and or negotiated in terms of where they're going to go and more importantly, when they're going to go as you use those products. So I think the rapid decline in cash-based trade over the last few months is at least heavily driven by the adoption of the beta agonist products. And that may be one of the side effects that we didn't really anticipate and certainly one of the things we have to reconcile as we go forward in terms of the impact that has on the industry as a whole.
Now, that may force us to do something different than the cash cattle market then.
That's right. I mean, you know, there's ultimately going to be a question of sort of the value of one versus the value of something very different, but that's impacted by it. And so that may be one of the issues that we have to recognize is how important is it to have that cash market? And that may in turn affect the reality of using those products if they're going to have those incentives buried in them.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.